That's the sound of a skid steer loader, which looks kind of like a big bobcat, pulling tumbleweeds out of a ditch. The tumbleweeds are then chopped up by a converted 1995 John Deere harvester, dubbed the Tumbleweed Eater, and then shot out into neighboring fields.
Tumbleweeds are an issue for us every year, but this year it was unprecedented. I've talked to our guys, some of whom have been here 30 years, have never seen the kind of problem that we've had in all the time they've worked here.
That's Max Kirschbaum, operations manager for the El Paso County Public Service Department. Kirschbaum says the original harvester was not designed for this kind of work, but through a redesign by El Paso County Equipment and Fleet Mechanics, they now have a more efficient method for dealing with the issue. But that doesn't mean the job's any easier. Drainage crew workman Todd Hoffman says debris in the ditches can be hazardous for both machines and crews. But Hoffman says it's a step in the right direction.
It's way faster with this machine than what we was doing with the shredders and pulling them out with the graders and stuff.
Almost $264,000 has been spent in tumbleweed removal to date, mostly on labor and equipment use. Max Kirschbaum says if it continues to work, the Tumbleweed Eater is a good investment for dealing with the problem in the future.
Between our purchase price of $46,000 for this 1995 John Deere and the $40,000 worth of parts and labor we've put into it, so an $86,000 investment, we see a very, very rapid payback in that investment.
County officials estimate 100 miles of rural ditches still need to be cleared. How well the Tumbleweed Eater works will guide future decisions on modifications and methods. For KRCC News, I'm Tucker Hampson.